And on the way home, I thought, okay, he knows it's fine. He's the guy who's been to school for a billion years. He's somebody who knows more than me. I have to trust him that he knows what he's talking about. He's taken into consideration all of the variables. He's seen thousands, if not tens of thousands, of people like me. This is like you in sobriety, and someone who has more sobriety than you has seen this, seen what you're going through. I can't tell you, especially this week, it must be something about coming up to Christmas, but I'm now pen-palling with, 450, 60 people. And this week, I might have gotten 8 messages that said the same thing, like almost the same thing with the same words. The email says, what is it about this time of year where I think I didn't really have a problem? Moderation, it wouldn't be that bad. I never really tried moderation. Maybe I'll just order a beer, let it sit in front of me, but not drink it so that I look like I fit in. I'm sure I could take a sip or two, and then I wouldn't wake up wolfy. And I'm going, whoa, 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 what are you talking about? You already have some sobriety underneath you. This is what I said. You already have some sobriety behind you, whether it's one day, frankly, or 6 or 60 or 160 days. And you're talking about throwing that away, whether it's a day one or a day 160, for some imaginary possibility that you possibly could moderate where most people can't. And you'd like to throw away the potential for goodness. If you don't have goodness going right now, you at least have the potential for goodness for an unknown. And I just said, the risk for me is too high. Like, for me personally, the risk of moderation is just too high.